Defending Jacob by William Landay. Continued. Disc 5. Chapter 14. Questioning. Jonathan. Tell me about the knife.
Jacob. What do you want to know?
Well, the DA is going to say you bought it because you were being bullied. They'll say that's your motive. But you told your folks you bought it for no reason.
I didn't say I bought it for no reason. I said I bought it because I wanted it.
Yes, but why did you want it?
Why do you want that necktie? Do you have a reason for everything you buy?
Jacob, a knife is a little different from a necktie, wouldn't you say?
No, it's all just stuff. That's how our society works. You spend all your time making money so you can trade it for stuff, then now it's gone. Then you go out and make more money so you can buy more stuff.
Jacob, the knife is gone?
Yeah, my dad took it.
You have the knife, Andy?
No, it's gone.
You got rid of it?
It was dangerous. It wasn't an appropriate knife for a kid to have. It wasn't a toy. Any father would have...
Andy, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just trying to confirm what happened.
Sorry. Yes, I got rid of it.
Jonathan nodded, but offered no comment. We were sitting at the Round Oak table in his office, the only room he had that was large enough to accommodate our entire family. The young associate, Ellen, was there too, assiduously scribbling notes. It occurred to me that she was there to witness the conversation in order to protect Jonathan, not to help us. He was creating a record just in case he ever fell out with his clients and there was a dispute about what he had been told. Lori watched with her hands folded in her lap. Her composure, once so natural, now required more effort to maintain. She spoke a little less, involved herself a little less in these legal strategy sessions. It was as if she was conserving her energy for the moment-to-moment effort of just holding herself together. Jacob was sulking. He picked at the surface of the table with a fingernail, his goofy teenage pride wounded by Jonathan's lack of enthusiasm for his insights into the rudiments of capitalism. Jonathan petted his short beard, absorbed in his own thoughts.
But you had the knife the day Ben Rifkin was killed.
Yes.
Did you have it with you in the park that morning?
No.
Did you have it with you when you left?
No.
Where was it?
In a drawer in my room, same as always.
You're sure?
Yeah.
So when you left for school, was there anything unusual about the morning?
When I left?
No.
Did you follow your usual route to school through the park?
Yes.
So the spot where Ben was killed was right on the path you normally follow through the park?
I guess so. I never really thought about it that way.